About 300 people showed up to run or walk the annual marathon. While most of the participants are Prince of Wales residents, quite a few traveled for the big race. Within Alaska, they came from elsewhere in Southeast and further north. Others made the journey from Washington State, Oregon, California, Nevada, Colorado, Montana, Pennsylvania, New York, and Vermont. Some ran alone, others ran or walked in pairs or groups. There also were quite a few relay teams with colorful names like the Clawwalkers and Hot to Trot. And they were all cheerful. Maybe they were anticipating the runner's high because, despite the early morning hour, the light rain, and the prospect of at least a couple hours of strenuous exercise, there were plenty of smiles. The volunteers also were pretty cheerful, from registration desk officials, timekeepers, and the announcer, to the many local groups that set up aid stations all along the route. Brandon Richter of Naukety was one of the aid station volunteers, and his enthusiasm was loud. His station, run by the Naukety Fire and EMS, was one of 14, and they won the Best Aid Station Award for the second year in a row. That's an honor bestowed annually by a vote of marathon participants. There were a couple themes during the race weekend, and cowbells, like the one Richter was ringing, was one of them. Everyone, it seems, wants more cowbell. Richter and his crew were part of the biggest theme, one that's universal to any successful event: volunteers. They were everywhere, and there's no way the race would have happened without them. The featured performer at the awards ceremony was Cindy Reeves. She wore traditional Yupik regalia as she sang a duet with her father of her original song, Alaska, My Home and My Land. Alaskans did well in the race. The big winner of the full marathon was Jonathan Christ Tompkins of Sitka, who won a different kind of race last fall. He's the young state representative who ousted longtime Representative Bill Thomas in a close election.
Winner of the full run.
Wow.
Good time.
That's not how you run for office, though, by the way. But that is how you win, so that's great.
Soon after finishing, he was surrounded by well-wishers as he ate a banana, replenishing some of his potassium.
Was this a campaign strategy, or?
No, not at all. I just try to, let's see, healthy mind and a healthy body. Try to find some balance in life, and running's one way to do that.
Right. So do you run often?
I try to. In session, it's awfully hard. I had no idea what was going to happen today because my mileage is not what one would want before a marathon.
He ran the full 26.2 miles in 3 hours, 1 minute, and 40 seconds. Second place in the men's division went to Andrew Tai, and Bill Elberson took third. Both of them are from Ketchikan. Elberson is an active member of the Ketchikan Running Club and is well known on POW, too. He says he's run every Prince of Wales Island marathon since it began 14 years ago. He's run other marathons as well, but...
Prince of Wales is probably the prettiest and most... involved as far as the community. So I really, really love Prince Wales Marathon.
It is beautiful out here. It was nice driving up from the ferry just now.
Yeah, and you know, the whole community, everybody on the island comes, either they're part of it, they're volunteers, or they're driving by saying howdy. So this is a really friendly, wonderful marathon. And you got a good chance of seeing a bear.
So is it nice to run in an event that you didn't have to organize?
Yes. Absolutely. Just run and enjoy yourself and then go home.
In the women's full marathon division, Anchorage runner Debbie Cropper, who was the special guest speaker, took first place with a time of 3 hours, 33 minutes, and 49 seconds. She donated her plaque to the community of Craig along with her race bib. Cropper, an elementary school teacher, has run marathons in all 50 states. She spoke the night before the race about the power of accepting challenges.
Life is a marathon, and I believe the parallel, the analogy of any training that we do, it's the same thing we have to do, whether it's 26.2 or a college course or a health problem or anything that you have to put the power of the mind to.
Most participants weren't really there to win. They just wanted to finish. Here's Amy Anzueto, a Ketchikan High School junior, after completing her first half marathon.
I really wanted to run. My auntie has run some marathons and walked them and ran them. So that kind of got me motivated. And I really wanted to do my first marathon, or half at least.
What is it that you like about running?
I just love the mentality, and I don't know, I love running.
So yeah, technically she didn't win, but really, as was said again and again by officials and participants, everyone who finished is a winner. Like most challenges in life, the real competition is against yourself, overcoming the mental barriers and pushing to finish one more mile. And then the next one. And the next. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.